It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
My life.
Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Pastor, your line is open.
Play the song, please. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I want to give praise and thanks to God for his goodness and his mighty works to his children. We thank him on tonight for life, health, and strength. We thank him because in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So therefore we give praises unto the Lord our God. We sing praises unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And we bless his name on this evening, the Christmas Eve. Oh, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Aren't you glad that Jesus was born just like the Bible declared that he would be born? Anna the prophetess would not leave until the Christ child was born. She had heard about it, and she didn't die until after the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She had to see the prophecy fulfilled, and prophecies are still being fulfilled in our lives today. The day of prophecy is not over. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. This is your pastor, your internet pastor, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We are live tonight. We are speaking to you because it's the fourth Saturday of the month of December. And I have a special shout that goes out to my South Carolina family in Hollywood, South Carolina, and Petersfield and Charleston and Waldorf and all the boroughs around there, Adams Run and Ravenel and all of those places that I'm familiar with and have family there. You all are my family because we are one in Christ. So therefore, that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ, whether your church is Methodist or Baptist or Episcopalian or whatever. But there's only one God. There's only one Lord. For the scripture declares that there's one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. So we are all crucified through Christ's death on the cross. Aren't you glad that you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Is he your friend? Well, he called you his friend, but are you calling him friend? He said, I lay down my life for my friend. Oh, bless his name. So we're glad that he was born. Is my pastor on the line tonight? She has yet to get on. Okay, the hour is still young. Time now here is 8:36. Dr. Scott?
Yes?
Please play a song for me.
Yes, ma'am. Faith Evans, will that be fine?
That'll be fine. Thank you.
I want to do a little bit of a Christmas song for y'all. This was done by the likes of The Whispers, Nat King Cole. I think a lot of people have kind of taken a spin on this record, so now I want to do a little bit of it myself.
Tonight, because I have some very, very special people on board with me tonight. I have my pastor, Pastor Apostle Wade, is on the line, prophetess. She is a dynamic woman of God. I want to be just like her when I grow up in the Lord. She's a beautiful, beautiful person. I like to introduce her to you on tonight. Pastor, I have some people on the line from South Carolina that is very dear to me. My sister Jackie, I believe, is on the line. Jackie, are you there? Push the one and say yes, please. My sister's not a talker like I am, but we've identified your number.
Hi, Jackie.
Sissy?
Sissy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Sissy, we want to take time tonight and introduce you to Apostle Cheryl Wade, that if you have a prayer request, she will pray for you, and if it's unspoken, just say it's unspoken, because God knows what's in and on your heart.
Amen.
This is my oldest sister, Pastor Wade. This is my sister, Jackie, in South Carolina. I also recognize a couple more numbers, and we would like to pray with you all. This is almost the end of the year, but I'll let Pastor take care of that. Pastor, it is now in your hands.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Good evening, everyone. And I just say praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I first want to give honor to Pastor Benjamin, phenomenal woman of God. And we just thank God for her spirit, and to Dr. Scott. Amen. While he's taking a couple of days of vacation, glory to God. We just love him and thank God. Thank God for him. We want to say just thank you for just taking the time to join the woman of God on her call tonight. And we're just excited. It's Christmas Eve, and we're standing in patience, amen, of what the Lord is going to do. We have 7 more days left in this year before the end of the year, amen. And 7 is the number of completion. It is divine perfection, amen. And I believe today that whatever your heart's desire, whatever your prayer request, that God will perfect the thing in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was looking at the names, and I hope I did not miss any names, Pastor Benjamin. I'm going to read the list of the names that I did catch. And if I'm missing anyone, we just want someone to call the name out in the atmosphere, because words are spiritual. And whenever you release a word in the spirit, you can't see it, but it takes, it finds a place to create a harvest. It has meaning. It has power. It has authority. And if we release that person's name and we release a prayer request behind that name, God is obligated to do something because of the spiritual principles that are associated. And so from South Carolina, I have on my list, I believe it's Sister Scott, and I have also the grandson, I believe, is in the hospital. I have Sister Jackie Grant, and I have Rita. I have Barbara, Sharon Torres, Sister Ruby, and Aunt April. Am I missing anyone, Pastor Benjamin?
No, no. Those are the names I gave you that I had a special request for them, and especially for Sister Tara Scott and her grandson.
Okay, Tara Scott. And is he still in the hospital?
No, he's home.
Thank you, Jesus. He's home. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Say that again.
This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Fold me right in that prayer list, too.
Well, we'll get to Delaware. Right now we're working on South Carolina.
Hey, we're working on the whole universe.
Praise God. Amen. And Pastor, you wanted me to go ahead and pray for South Carolina right now?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, at first I hear the Lord, as I'm making notes here and I'm hearing sounds in my ear, I hear the Lord say, I'm going to establish my covenant with South Carolina. I hear the Lord say that where there has been witchcraft, where it has been predominant in certain regions or certain areas, that God is saying, I am destroying the hand of witchcraft. He said, many people they've gone to the place where, God, I get almost to the top and something comes and cut me back down and I'm down at the bottom. And he said, is that spirit of witchcraft, that spirit of oppression that has been there, it goes back generations, many, many generations. But I hear the Lord say that he is taking the power out of the stronghold and it will no longer avail itself, no longer have the authority. I hear the Lord saying, especially for Sister Jackie, I hear the Lord say to you, he said, walk in authority. He said, it's time for you to act like you know who you are and live like you know who you are. God said he has a promise for you. He said what he said he's going to do. I see it's like a gear shift, and the gear shift is being shifted. And that's what God said, I'm shifting you. I'm shifting you in the spirit. I'm sifting you in the power and the authority of who you are. I'm shifting you. I hear the Lord say, you hold a lot of things in. You keep a lot of things out. But God said you're entering the season where he's going to purge you from past things that you have seen, have done, have experienced. As a matter of fact, I hear the Lord, and I don't know how old you are, so don't get offended, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's going to go back some 40 years, and he's going to correct some things in your life and begin to bring order in them. Glory to God. We just lift up Sister Ruby and Sister Barbara, Sister Sharon, and that grandson. We thank God for a covenant of healing. We thank God for his mercy. Glory to God. We thank God. I keep seeing the number 213. I don't know what that means to anybody. I don't know if that's anybody's address or if it's associated with a birthday, but it's associated with something in South Carolina. The number is 213. So write that down in case you run across it. Glory to God, because I hear the Lord say, my hand is there, and I'm going to bless. It could be an address. It could be the digits of somebody's phone number. He's not giving me all of that, but it is associated with the region of South Carolina. Glory to God. I hear the Lord also say to someone on the call, he said, prophesy to the arthritis. Prophesy till the strength come back. God said, I got you. I'm taking care of you. Glory to his wonderful name. God said, you have not seen anything yet. Amen. The blessings, even for some that are not on the call, that are not on the call. But God said there's a word that is being released to them. This is the hour of turnaround. Can I tell you, if any of you have the ability to create a revival, amen, down there, you need to get a revival down there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the revival should be just for his glory, because he said, I'm going to break up some things. Glory to God. Where it seems like the ground has been hard and no harvest has been able to come forth, God said there will be a harvest
harvest of blessing. There's a harvest of hope. There's a harvest of healing. There's a harvest of love. God said, I'm going to put families back together where the breach has been. He said, I'm going to cause healing in family relationships. Glory to God. So, Father, we just thank you for what you're going to do in South Carolina. In South Carolina, I see different regions of South Carolina. We thank you for your grace, your anointing, and your peace of what you're going to do. We thank you for everyone on this phone. We thank you for wholeness, God. We thank you that somebody's going to be able to rest better and sleep better because they toss and turn and eyes pop open in the middle of the night. Glory to God, the rest is not complete and people are waking up tired in South Carolina. And so, God, I thank you for what you're doing over there. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. And if you're from South Carolina and if you believe it, I want you to say it is so. Hallelujah. Pastor Benjamin. Glory to God, Pastor Benjamin.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for this is the day that the Lord he has made. This is an unusual program tonight because we're nearing the end of the year and God is doing a new thing. And we're so grateful that in this hour that God can turn it around where you've been waiting and suffering for years. That God can just take in the moment of the twinkling of an eye and just turn it around for you. Just turn it around. Just believe the words of the prophet. And it is so. What she said, I have not spoken to her about anybody in South Carolina. Only thing I said was I wanted prayer for the names of my supporters in South Carolina. My cousin Sharon Torres is in Florida, Pastor, but the rest of them are in South Carolina. We just thank God for his goodness. We're not closing out yet. We're going to go to another song, and we're going to open up the line for my Delaware. If I have any Delaware recipients on, I'd like for them to put in their prayer requests. And call somebody. Tell them that we're on the line. The number is 213-943-3667. Push the number 1. And we don't have to call your name if you don't want it called, but we certainly can see your number. Oh, bless his name. Dr. Scott, please play us a beautiful, beautiful Christmas song.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. This Christmas will be a very special Christmas. I know we've had tragedies and what have you, and I know for some people this is a very, passed away, for some folks it's a very sad time of the year to think about the loved ones that they've lost. I, too, have lost a loved one right at Christmas 2 years ago. My nephew passed away, and we're still feeling the loss. His death was on the 16th of December, and he was buried on the 22nd. So those 2 days for me was a little slow. But to God be the glory. We serve a risen Savior who is able to help us through our hard times. God is our refuge and our strength, and he's a present help in the time of trouble. And we have to rely on God's strength, that he will see us through. He will give us the strength that we need to get through any battle that we are going through. Let me just read this to you. And it says from our church bulletin on Sunday, it says, "The joy of Christmas. The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" And when the angel said for all the people, I was included in that. I wasn't born yet. You wasn't born yet. But God included you in that. All the people. It will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And that's found in Luke the 2nd chapter, verses 10 and 12. And I just hope at this Christmas time, if you haven't found the Christ, please seek him. All you have to do is just open up your heart and say, "Lord, I need thee. Lord, come to me. I'm seeking after you. I need your help. I need you to carry me through this particular time. 2014 has been hard for me. But you know what, Pastor Wade? Because we live, I can face tomorrow." I don't know who that is. They need to mute their phone, or Dr. Scott, you need to mute their line, please. Oh, bless his name. Thank you. But, you know, God is greater than any problem that we face, that we may have. But we have to trust him and seek his face. Pastor Wade, I'm going to open the mic again for you. Do I have any callers, Dr. Scott, in Delaware on the line? Dr. Scott, are you there? Hello? Well, I don't know what's going on that end, but we know we're going to keep on praising our Savior, because God is worthy to be praised. And this is his time. This is the time here in the United States that many of us, there are some here in the United States that don't celebrate, but we happen to, the Christians, we do celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And if you are a Christian, a child of God, and particularly claiming to be born again, you should be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is wonderful. Dr. Scott, are you with us? I need you to play a song, please. I cannot hear you.
Okay, is this any better?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay, there's any number of people now who are indicating they want to come online.
Okay, well, open their line, please.
All right, there's going to be 6 callers.
Okay, open their line. Thank you.
Now, I wanted to say one other thing. Standard protocol is first names only.
That's fine.
Okay, this one is caller 3068.
Amen. 3068, God bless you.
God bless you.
Your line is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. How you doing, Pastor and Pastor Wade? God bless you as well. This is Sister Angie in Delaware, Newcastle, Delaware.
God bless you.
Pastor, do you have a word for Sister Angie in Delaware?
Okay, you're cutting out, so I didn't get it. Can you say her name again?
Yes, Sister Angie from Delaware.
Amen. I just want to ask her if she has a prayer request or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly. No, ma'am. Not particularly. Continue God's
okay.
strength.
Praise God. The only thing that I heard is that in 2015, don't give up hope. Things may seem to get tough, but they won't take you out. That's what I hear the Lord say. He said, I'm building you for the next level of what you have to do in me. I hear the Lord say there is a great call on you. There is something when I just hear your name, there is a sound that comes out of you that it's just like, I said to someone, I believe it was yesterday on a call, is that there seems to be like electric in your spirit, if you will, and it's like I'm sensing that from you. God is saying higher heights, that he's taking you, more favor, doors are open. He said even if it looks like things are going to get tight, it's going to be all right for you. Just to begin to pronounce that this is your season. One of the things that Oprah Winfrey has been telling people, amen, is she's saying, ask God, what is the next right move for my life? And so I want to pass that word on to you, that for 2015, ask God, what is the next right move for your life? Put yourself at the head of the list and ask them what is the next right move. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Wade.
God bless you, dear.
Amen. Dr. Scott, next.
Have you done 2884 already?
Yes. 2884 is South Carolina.
This is at 2884. Then there's...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Carla, what is
your name, please? Pardon me?
Hello?
Yes,
what is your first name, please?
She's already been paid for. 2884 has already been prayed for.
Okay. Well,
I would like to make a special request for my son.
Okay. And your son's name?
Kymane.
Her son's name, Pastor Wade, is Kymane.
How old is your son?
34.
Okay, let's just pray for him right now. Father, we thank you for the name of this son that has been spoken out in the atmosphere by his mother. And I hear you, Lord, telling me to tell her that if she pray, don't worry, and if she worry, don't pray. Because worrying is saying that, God, I'm having a little trouble believing you. And so, Father, ignite her full of faith that what you promised her some years ago, that's what I hear the Lord say to you, Mother. He said, what he promised you some years ago shall come to pass. God said, I've got it all in control, and there's going to be a shifting in his thinking and a shifting in his mind, a shifting in how he sees things, how he responds to things. God said, I'm going to deal with him from the inside out. That's what I hear the Lord say. He said, but I got to go back to when he was 17 and heal him first. He said, I got to heal him from some of the things that he went through. He said, there is a bitter root that rests upon him. There are some things that he's endured even as a teenager, things that he kept suppressed down on the inside. And the Lord said, I'm going to heal him. Glory to God. But the Lord is saying to you, Mother, he said, a promise is a promise. What I told you shall come to pass. And I hear the Lord say, I'm going to heal your family. I will shake the family tree, and I will create healing for your
family. The Lord said, I'll go back some generation and cause the crooked places to become straight. That's what I hear him say for you. God bless you.
God bless
you. Amen. Dr. Scott?
Yep. Wait a minute. I got to turn one off and open another one.
Okay.
Let me.
You can go ahead and open their lines. The song is not important.
We have a caller on the number is 302-312-112. The last four
are
207.
Open their line, please.
Hello?
Hello, caller. This is Dr. Scott. What is your first name?
This is Sister Andy's mom, Darlene.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Darlene.
Hey, Sister Pat.
God.
Praise the
Lord.
Yes,
yes. Yes, I thank you for getting on, and I have the prophetess and the pastor, Apostle Wade, on with me tonight, and she's walking in that prophetic, and if you have a prayer request, you can speak it, and she will see what thus saith the Lord unto you. And
all right,
your
Sister
line
Pat,
is open.
I love you.
I love you too, darling. You have a prayer request?
Yeah. Pray for my granddaughter, Naisha Wilkerson.
Okay. You all right?
She's going through a little storm like right now.
Okay.
Can you tell me how old she is? How old is she?
She's 20.
Okay, Sister Darlene, I hear the Lord saying for you, God said, I want to heal you everywhere you hurt. He said, and I want to deal with all your emotional struggles and all your emotional baggage. He said, I want to deal with the fact that a lot of times you can't rest because you're trying to worry about everybody else. You are so overwhelmed sometimes with the concern that you have for everybody else. And God said he wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Well, he knows that for those of us that are mothers and that are grandmothers and aunts and just family, that you just love family, that when your family hurts or when your family is in the midst of trying situations, glory to God, God knows that those things affect you to the core. But God said he wants to know, he wants you to know that he wants to heal you. And I hear the Lord say he's going to go back in time. He has to go back. I hear the number 32 years that the Lord said, I want to go back and give you recovery till I bring you to the point of complete joy and complete happiness is what he said. And even when it comes to your granddaughter, I hear the Lord say, it is within you, woman of God, to prophesy to her until things straighten, until the light comes on in her life, until things begin to shift. God say, even at 20, she's going to have to do some things differently. Glory to God to get what she wants. She has an issue right now trusting people. She has an issue because she's been hurt and she's been wounded, so she got some trust issues with people. Glory to God. But God say, he's going to take care of her. He's going to heal her. I hear the Lord say he's going to cause a complete realignment for the family. The enemy has come in from time to time doing little dirty things, trying to destroy the family, creating upset, having folk upset, mad, just little things, just little petty little things where the enemy tried to get in. But your testimony is that we win. Your family wins. Your family is victorious. Your family is happy. Your family is whole. No matter what has come down the line, no matter what has happened, no matter what is said, no matter what's been done, you got to speak prophetically that we win. The devil gets no victory. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, rest in him and know that it's going to be all right because he wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, my sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, we praise God for that word. You are so welcome, Sister Darlene. God bless you.
All right, love you.
Love you too.